Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything.
Get the right home policy at the right price.
With the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Dish Nation.
Yeah.
So much to get to. What are we dishing about today, Brat?
Was Anderson Cooper catfishing people online? Ooh, we got a dish debate that you don't want to miss.
And later, Headcrack and I are talking to the one and only Tori Hart.
Oh, and joining us again, we've got entertainment journalist and TV host Tanner Thomason.
Sherry, thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here with you guys. Thank you so much. We're going to get right into it. Gary, what is up first?
Okay, y'all. Now, y'all know Kid Bob, right? Y'all know that, right?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Anyway, honey.
Of course.
They make kid-friendly versions of current popular songs. But, honey, get this. Lil Nas X, honey, is getting a Kid Bob's treatment. Now, he just tweeted out the lyrics to the Kid Bob version of Montero. Check this out.
I want to sell what you're buying. I want to lie on a beach in Hawaii. I want that jet lag from living and flying. Put a smile on your face while we're dining.
So, Headcrack, what you think, honey, if parents know the real lyrics, honey, that they're letting these kids listen to this song?
Kids Bop does do this from time to time. This might be their most controversial joint since Bad and Bougie.
The thing that's so crazy about this is, like, y'all remember, like, Little Nas X had the most popular song in the world.
Yes.
And, like, fifth graders around the whole world loved that song so much. Then he came out with Montero and was just like, boom, put it all out there. So, of course, Kids Bop had to do it.
Well, even like Old Town Road, Tanner, was about cheating on your significant other and drinking lean. People just didn't read the subtext.
It was about Old Town Road in the doggone town.
No, Sherry.
But see, this is what I miss. When I grew up, people would make nasty songs, but they made it in code. Y'all remember, like, everything was in code, and then you found out when you were grown, Mary Jane was not a girl named Mary Jane. He really liked drugs. Yeah. Like, you didn't know.
Yes, honey. She make you feel all right. She make your heart sing.
I thought it was a woman named Mary Jane.
Well, I'm sure, Sherry, you remember the song My Ding-a-Ling, honey. You remember that one?
No, I don't, Gary.
That's a classic Chuck Berry tune right there, Gary.
Thank you, Tanner. I should have asked that to you, Tanner, because I forgot Sherry was a Christian.
Yeah, I've never heard that song. All right, y'all. We all know Anderson Cooper is a journalist. But believe it or not, he used to have a fake online persona. I did not know this. Ooh. So his mother, the late fashion designer Gloria Vanderbilt, loved her jeans, was also a painter. And at one point, Anderson created an Instagram account for her artwork.
Okay. Why don't we invent a lady of a certain age named Monica, and who's a longtime trusted assistant, and you be Monica, and you answer all the DMs on Instagram to buy my artwork. And that's what I did for 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Tanner, why do you think they didn't just hire somebody?
I don't even know. Just for, like, anybody who's watching who might not know, the Vanderbilt family is one of the most wealthy families in, like, American history.
Yeah.
They have much money. Anderson Cooper's busy, too.
Yeah, but maybe he wanted to do something for his mama.
Listen, I'm gonna confess to y'all right now. I've been on these dating apps, and you gotta look out for the catfish. It's a real problem.
Wow, is it?
Yeah, I was on a dating site, but nobody would answer me, and they thought I was catfishing. So I never got any
Oh, they knew it was you. They didn't want to be bothered.
There the shade go, Gary. That's so not nice.
Gary just be doing drive-by after drive-by.
He
circle the block. He drive-by again.
Yeah, right.
Gary, give me right in the heart.
He let that thing ring.
Ooh, let's change the subject, honey, because Sherry don't know how to clap back. Okay, y'all, it's time for a dish debate.
Dish debate.
Now, this one comes to us from Tammy Roman. The actress and former Basketball Wives star posed this question on Twitter, y'all. Mm. She said, if you met the perfect mate, I mean, you really feel this is the one, then they ask you to be a part of a polygamous relationship with two other women, bills all paid, car paid off, and a $2,500 a month stipend with Tuesday and Thursday as your relationship days. Would you share, darlings?
That's not a lot.
For just Tuesdays and Thursdays.
That's more than most people's bills. So you're talking $36,000 a year and you got to do it 2 times a week? That's a lot of work.
This never goes back the other way, though. Like, nobody's ever come up to me. No woman's ever come up to me like, yo, Tanner, I'll give you $500 a month and I only got to see you on Tuesdays or whatever. Like, I would jump through rings.
Tanner, I don't think you're going to like the way those people who would make those kind of offers would look. It's never the ones you want.
Very true. I do a lot of volunteer work.
But I was proposed a situation like that for free, so I wasn't even getting paid, and I was proposed something like that. A friend of mine wanted me to be with him and a drag queen. I'm like, no, I'm not about to do that. So
why did you say no? Why did you say no?
I'm not going to get with no damn drag queen, honey. She doing the same thing I'm doing. What we going to do, bump purses? No, ma'am.
Well, yo, listen, if y'all want honesty, go ahead and ask a kid, okay? So Macklemore's 6-year-old daughter, Sloan, isn't impressed with her father's latest music. Now, the rapper posted a hilarious video of Sloan slightly being a little shady in a kid's bob way, unimpressed with his new single Next Year. Check it out.
Not your best, but I still love ya. Do you know Camila Cabello? Is it really your best rapping? Did you ask Taylor Swift to get on this song?
Oh, she told Can't him, boy.
You know, and the crazy thing is, like, if you ever want somebody to keep it a buck with you with no filter, it's always going to be a kid. Like, how do you feel about what they said?
HK, you got kids. Have they ever, you know, you are on the radio, you rap. Like, people know you. What do your kids say?
I got the other day by, like, my 7-year-old. I was getting ready to go to a viewing party for this thing Moni Love was doing. And my 7-year-old was like, yo, that's a really cool shirt. For in the house.
Oh. All right, y'all. It is time for Thirst Trapping.
With the stars.
So Real Housewife of New Jersey star Teresa Giudice showed off her amazing body in this sexy bikini along with her buff and chiseled new fiancé, Luis Ruelas. Is this a thirst trap or no, y'all?
I don't think so.
He looks like her ex-husband. He looks like Joe.
Joe looked like a baby toad. That ain't Joe, girl.
But she looked good for getting out of prison, because what was she in prison for a year? She came out looking like this. I don't know what they was feeding her. But I want to do the prison diet, because she look good.
Uh-huh.
But I got to tell y'all a fun fact. This is the funniest thing. Her fiancé, Luis Ruelas, when I left The View, I had to sell my house. He bought my house. So he is the owner. Yes,
You're
he did.
You're kidding.
Dope. Really?
Oh, he owns
God.
My house and sold it to him.
All right, y'all. Mommy to be Cash Doll, honey, is coming with a pregnant thirst trap. Now, she posted a pic, honey, in her string bikini pre-bun, honey, in the oven.
Ooh,
and then with a bun in the oven with the caption, swipe left. I woke up with a belly one day, honey, like, what the f***?
It looks beautiful.
She looks great. It is a little pregnant thirst trap. It's got a little thirst trap flavor to it.
It's such a natural beauty, and it's very sexy.
Yeah.
And it's just, I love that she did this. It's so gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a natural beauty, Cher, but she is thirst trapping. No, she's trying to get her next husband, honey. She knew what she was doing.
No, she's not. She's with a dude right now.
She had a whole relationship in these streets right now. Yeah. Like, yo, Cash Doll is good.
Gary, have you ever posted any kind of, like, before and after thirst trap?
I sure have not. I don't have to do that, Tanner, honey. I mean, everything just comes naturally. If you see a picture of me, that's just a picture.
Please show a thirst-trapping picture of Gary right after he said that, please.
It has the same effect as a skull and crossbone sign.
Okay, coming up next, it looks like Tom Hanks picked up a new hobby as a wedding crasher. We'll explain that right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, welcome back. Well, Tom Hanks made a special appearance, but not for a movie this time. He actually crashed a couple's wedding. Tashia and Disiembre Ferris got the surprise of their life. They were posing for wedding photos on the beach over the weekend when Woody himself, aka Tom, suddenly appeared out of nowhere. Check this out.
Right? Oh, get out! Oh, man, my stock just exploded.
And he said, I seen a ceremony from back there, and it had to be one of the most beautiful ceremonies that I've ever seen.
I don't mess up here.
Yeah. We took a picture, and he was great. He gave us, you know, a lot of positive words.
Yeah. Oh.
And Tom Hanks showing up at your wedding photo.
Okay, Castaway.
Oh, that's so cool.
But this Akita thing, y'all, he only gave them positive words. And I know he could at least, honey, gave them some kind of money for crashing their doggone wedding. Don't y'all think?
He added value to the wedding by just showing up. This is Tom Hanks, an Oscar Award winner. This is my man from Forrest Gump. Like, come on, he made it lit.
Brett, have you ever crashed some event and you walked in?
Absolutely. I do it all the time, and I love it. And people are happy, and they're excited. Like, I've crashed reunions, family reunions.
Wow.
I've crashed the high school reunions. Sometimes there are hotels I'm staying at, and I just walk in the ballroom, and they'll be like, oh, my God, and I just take pictures with everybody. Oh. It's fun because it makes them happy. Nice.
The only problem, Brad, is if you're going to crash something, I crashed somebody's, it was like their reception, and they don't know who you are. That's the problem. These people had no idea. My friends dared me. The lady was like, do you have an invitation to the reception? Ooh. Who do you know, the bride or the groom? It was so humiliating. I'll never crash another thing in my life.
Did you at least grab a hors d'oeuvre before they threw you out?
I didn't even get an hors d'oeuvre, HK. It was awful.
Did you get a drink before?
It's so sad.
All right, y'all. Well, it's time for... Someone missed a step, baby, on Miss Angelina Jolie's hair, baby, extensions. Now, honey, she had everyone, honey, talking when she graced the red carpet, baby, of the Eternals, honey, movie premiere. Now, listen to this, y'all. Now, her silver metal mesh Versace gown, honey, was stunning, baby. But that girl hair, child, it looked like it was chewed up by cats. Y'all, what y'all think happened?
So mad. See, Angelina Jolie, you're a movie star. You can't go out like that.
Now, Tanner, here's the thing.
It should have been blended or something.
Now, see, y'all remember, Angelina also got in trouble for a few years ago. Remember she had that white eye makeup on underneath her eyes? Angelina be having bad days. So, you know, she done had a bad hair day.
It looked like she slammed her hair in the car door when she got into abruptly.
I tell you what, baby, this girl won't be getting no day with Romeo, baby, honey. She don't get her hair fixed, honey.
I feel bad for the stylist who put those extensions underneath her hair, because I don't know if you're going to have a job.
They didn't blend
I mean, literally,
at all.
Brett,
right.
If you went out on a red carpet and all your ponytails was like hanging off, you would be so mad.
So mad. But you have to look at these things before you go. It's called last looks. Look at yourself up and down, front and back. Turn around in the mirror. Make sure you're good, please. Don't just trust people.
Yes.
All right, ladies. I have the perfect hair deal for all. It's the Mitch Stone 8-piece hair care set. It includes leave-in conditioner, texturizing spray, medium to firm hold hairspray, plus conditioner for your wigs and extensions.
Ooh, honey, I need a good conditioner. Baby, for this peach fuzz on my head. So tell me more about it, Brad.
Well, Gary, this 8-piece hair care set is made with quality ingredients and refreshing fragrances, darling. Mitch Stone makes nothing but the best for your locks, and it's the best gift to give someone.
Oh, now this set, honey, from celebrity hairstylist Mitch Stone has it all. So how much?
Well, usually this set has been seen as high as $210. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's just
$25. What?
Yes. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Now up next, Gary and I chat with the lovely Tori Hart about our podcast and her getting into the rap game. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, welcome back to Dish Nation. Gary and I have a very special guest today. TV personality and comedian, Tori Hart. What up, queen?
What up, head crack?
Hey, Tori. Hey, how we doing?
Your name recently popped up on Dish Nation the other day because you mentioned keeping the Hart last name. Now, did you receive a lot of backlash from sharing that?
Here we go again. I mean, you know, it's just people who always feel like they have something to say about me having the Hart name. And I'm just like, why do people care so much? It's just a name. You know, they're like, oh, you're keeping the name for prestige. You're keeping the name for money. You know, no. If you don't work hard, no, don't matter what name you have. The name don't do you no good unless you're working to build the name.
Now, Tori, what's the DMs looking like these days? A lot of people want to know if you're dating. What is the qualifications to dating Tori Hart?
Wow, what are the qualifications? You know what? I am just living my best life right now. I'm having a ball. I am not committed to anybody. I have friends. Yes, I do. But I'm not, I don't want to be in a committed relationship.
One of the many hustles you got going on right now is your podcast called Breaking Through.
Yes.
Now, when you think about personal breakthroughs that you've had, what is one of the biggest breakthroughs that, you know, Tori Hart has had?
Well, one of the biggest breakthroughs is just for me to just, you know, keep going, period, you know, within the industry, because it's been an uphill battle considering that, you know, who my ex-husband is, because, you know, some people are scared to work with me. They feel like it could be a conflict of interest, or, you know, I remember this one time I had one producer who was like, we love you. You're so talented. You're funny. But, you know, we don't know how Kevin would feel if we work with you. And meanwhile, me and Kevin, we'd be behind the scenes. Like, yo, why are people tripping? Because me and Kevin are cool.
Now, so in addition to the podcast, okay, you also are starting to take to the stage as a rapper. Tell us about that. Have you picked out your stage name? If you had to make a rap name, what would it be?
Tory the Tongue. And, you know, I know.
That would be an amazing OnlyFans name, though.
So now the question again, honey. So, Tory, with Handcrack being, a renowned rapper, honey, and, you know, he's really good at freestyling, what have you. I mean, what you think about you doing a quick freestyle with him? A quick session. Just hippity hop, hop, hip. Is that freestyling?
This is the first time I'm doing this. So, y'all.
Exclusive.
Okay, I refuse to quit. I refuse to lose. I'm chasing these blues like clues. Been running this game. Don't assume I paid all my dues. Don't forget who built this. I'm the real architect in this. Building brick after brick. Anchoring captain of this. Ah. There you have it right there. That's
all
it.
All right, honey. What's next for Tory?
The movies is going, you know, right now, Super Turnt. We just did the premiere in Atlanta for Super Turnt. So that's coming to streaming services next month. So the music, the podcast, and film and TV, that's the space that I'm in right now. And it's only going to keep growing and growing because I just keep working harder and harder. What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Tory Hart, a.k.a. Tory the Tongue, and you are watching Dish Nation, and I need y'all to stay tuned. Stay tuned for more to come after the break, because it's lit.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, Jay Ellis, who plays Lawrence in Insecure, has been called out by fans of the show about his fiance. It started when a fan of the show tweeted, "Nah, I just can't get over. I just know for a fact J. Ellis' publicist be telling him to keep his white wife off his Instagram page." Apparently, a lot of people were shocked to find out he was indeed with a white woman, and some fans claim he's only pretending to like black women in the culture for a check. So, Gary, there is no trace of his fiancée on his page at all. Do you think this is calculated or no?
Of course it's calculated. But first of all, my thing is, I think Jay Ellis is insecure.
Why?
He's not putting her pictures up. He's denying her.
That doesn't mean he's denying her. Maybe he's protecting his relationship, Gary.
No, you ain't protecting. Y'all know dog away he's denying her.
And you also got to look at the type of show that is, too. Like, you kind of want to protect that magic that make people believe they have a shot at you in the single space. You know what I mean?
Hey, so Greg, I think you're so right, because, like, the idea that a celebrity is single is such a big deal. Because everybody's got their crush. Everybody's got their celebrity crush.
Well, I want to dream that I could have you. But then when I find out that you're with somebody
that's what I'm
of
talking
the opposite
about.
Race, I'm hurt now.
You might not have had a chance to begin with.
Yeah, right.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below. Or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.